Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's time for a different take. This is Hometown Take with Dylan Matthews. Every morning starting at 5, we give you the latest local Atlanta news. Sports news doesn't stop, and we're here to get you caught up on the latest Atlanta sports news and more.
The Hometown Take is on Sports Radio 92.9, The Game. Now, here's Dylan.
What's going on, everybody? It is your boy, Dylan Matthews, live in the Kia Studios, giving you the Hometown Take. Make sure you follow the radio station at 929 The Game on all social media platforms. Follow myself at underscore Dylan Matthews on all social media platforms as well. It's a happy get over the hump day Wednesday. Hope you all are doing well. Shout out to all my overnighters, truck drivers, third shifters. Shout out to all my early morning, late night Uber and Lyft drivers. Shout out to all my early morning, late night limo drivers out there as well. Shout out to all the first responders protecting the city, the county, the state, the country. I appreciate you. Shout out to all my people already at work or on their way to work. Salute to you. I know the vibes. I'm right here with you. Shout out to all my early gym goers getting them good endorphins flowing early this morning. Shout out to all my early morning, late night truck drivers out there front loading and rear loading. Shout out to all my early morning, late night food industry workers out there serving up some good nourishment early this morning. Shout out to all my early morning, late night hospital workers out there getting the people the good medicine, treatment, and care that they need. Shout out to all my people listening in bed right now. And you already know what's going on. We got a lot to get into this morning because Tarrant Fontenot spoke to the media yesterday, had basically his pre-draft press conference yesterday, and obviously pretty much every question, every comment he made was centered, rightfully so, around tomorrow's NFL draft. That's right, the NFL draft is tomorrow. I am very excited. I am actually personally going to Detroit. I'm going to the NFL draft, so I will be at the NFL draft live and in person this year for the first time ever, so very excited about that. Going to have some great content going. Look, I'm going to go ahead and tell you this now. If you ain't subscribed to the boys' YouTube channel, go ahead and subscribe, buckle up, because we're going to have a lot of content flowing through there, you feel me? But anywho, follow me on Instagram too. I'll have some content, nice content there as well. Anyways, besides the point, we got to handle some business, and that business is letting you hear from Mr. Terry Fontenot, because he said a few interesting things yesterday and some things that we need to talk about. So, first and foremost, let's set the table by letting you hear this. Terry Fontenot yesterday really defined what best player available means for the Falcons. Now, why is this the groundwork? Why is this the foundation? This is the foundation because what have we heard Terry Fontenot say every single draft since he's been the Atlanta Falcons general manager? You have heard him say that we are going to draft best player available. Okay, fine. That's a great way to go about it. But what exactly does that mean? Well, Terry Fontenot, he explained what drafting best player available means exactly for the Atlanta Falcons.
And so, you know, when we talk about best player available, it's really it's best player available for us, right? Because I think sometimes when people hear best player available, they're looking at some of the experts' list, right? And what each – you have 32 different draft boards, you know. They're probably a little more similar in the top 10 or in the top, you know, but as you're – they can get very different as you go through the draft, but you truly have 32 different draft boards. When you talk about best player available, really you're talking about best player available for us, and the key is not reaching for needs. So in most cases, you're going to have – you got the different categories, right? You have the impact players. You have the elite players. You have the solid starters. You have the functional starters. You have the role players, the developmental. You have all these categories. So in most cases, you're going to have more than one position in that category. So now you can look at, okay, these are the players we have in this category. So let's go with the position need or the more premier position, call it. You know, you can – so you can choose. What you don't want to do is if you have a couple players in this category and you have more of a need and it's down this. And so as opposed to taking an impact player, you're taking a functional starter. Or, you know, that's the key with that. Somebody said the other day, I think it was DeJuan Jones who spent time in Baltimore. He said today's surplus is tomorrow's necessity, right? Tomorrow can be 2 years from now, right? We're getting these drafted players for 4 to 5 years. Tomorrow can be August in this league, right? So it's we always have to look at, and again, you hear stories about players at different points that you didn't take because you had a better need. So I'm saying all this to say is that we always want to bring in impact players and continue to build the team. But where need does come into places when you have several players in the category, which in most cases you do.
There you have it. Now, one thing before we get really break down what he just said there, one thing I want you to remember out of what he just said, remember him saying today's surplus is tomorrow's necessity. Remember him saying that, okay? Today's surplus is tomorrow's necessity. That he's going to say that again in a cut I'm going to play for you next, but just hold on to that, okay? Remember that. Today's surplus is tomorrow's necessity. All right. To break down what he said there. So, basically, what he is saying is, a lot of the time, it lines up to where you have a need at a position where they're on your board, it's one of your best players available. It might not be an impact player. It might not be a – I forgot the other category he used. He obviously used developmental player. He used impact player. He used a starter, conditional starter, something like that. And then he used just straight-up starter, something like that. But anywho. He says the key is not reaching. So if there's, say, let's use obviously the Falcons for instance. Let's use this as an example. If they see Dallas Turner as an impact player, right? Let's just say the Falcons see Dallas Turner as an impact player. And he's there at 8. And let's say for whatever reason the Falcons didn't need a pass rusher for the sake of this example and the sake of this discussion, okay? Terry Fontenot was saying, if Dallas Turner is there and he's an impact player and he's not necessarily in need, but let's say Kenyon Mitchell, Terrion Arnold at cornerback is a need, which they are, but he sees them more as conditional starters. Terry Fontenot was saying he doesn't want to miss out on drafting an impact player just to fill a need, and you fill that need with a conditional starter who's not going to be maybe as good as that impact player. So, again, that's what it all comes down to when it comes to drafting best player available. You don't draft by need. You draft by who the best player is on that board. But a lot of times, those things overlap. A lot of times, you, in this case, need a pass rusher if you're the Falcons. And the best player available when you get to number 8 is probably going to be a pass rusher. So a lot of times overlap. So that is basically what he's saying there. So to him and to the Falcons, best player available, which we've talked about before, is the best player that fits what the team probably needs and can fill a role at the same time and you know, make an impact at all the same. So there you have it. Terry Fondo broke it down a little bit better than I did, but that's why he's a GM and I'm just a radio host. Anywho, let's move on. And remember, I told you to hold on to today's surplus is tomorrow's necessity, okay? The way he uses that next is very, very interesting and has me thinking just a little bit, okay? So remember, today's surplus is tomorrow's necessity. Now, here's Terry Fontenot talking about the value of drafting a quarterback purely to stash as a developmental successor. So drafting a quarterback to have, knowing that that quarterback isn't going to start right away. So think of Aaron Rodgers, think of a Jordan Love, and knowing that, you know, you can have that guy sit back and develop. Here's Terry Fontenot talking about that.
Yeah, man. So the good question. So the quarterback position is, it's got to be, I mean, in all of sports, right? That's a, no one has solved that puzzle, right? It's not a it's not a perfect science. We wish it was, but it's just not. So, and you look at different drafts and you look at the history of drafts and over the last 10 years and you look at quarterbacks and there's times that, hey, there's a few in the draft, there's time there's none, there's time that it's just, so it's just unique. And it's the most important position in football, right? It's such a critical spot. So to the question earlier about how Green Bay has operated and how some other teams have operated, I think you have to think like that. Because it is, if, and it's all, you're going to weigh it, right? Because again, it's our board, it's how we see the players. But if we see a player that we believe can be a franchise quarterback at any point, whether it's this draft, next draft, whether it's a player we can trade for, whatever it is, then you have to bring that player in because, again, we're talking about the next 4 to 5 years plus when we're talking about guys that we're drafting. And so, no different than when we talk about any other position. Like you said, if you can say it's surplus now, but it can be a major need down the road. So I think because of that and because of the magnitude of the effects and the impact of that position, then you always have to be willing to bring players in.
You heard him say it there. If there's a – if they believe a franchise quarterback is there on the board, they aren't going to pass up drafting him. And again, you heard him say – he didn't say it, quote it exactly like he did in the first clip, but he said, again, that basically today's surplus could be tomorrow's necessity. So you're saying, hey, you know, we may need a QB sooner than we think or sooner than we anticipate, so we want to be ready. And again, I'm not saying that Terry Fontenot just said they're going to draft a quarterback in the early rounds. I'm not saying that Terry Fondo just said they're going to draft a quarterback at 8 because, again, he just talked about, and I just played for you, him talking about drafting best player available. And I don't know if he thinks any of the quarterbacks at number 8 are going to be best player available. But it does just make me wonder a little bit, like, that's interesting. Because now I do wonder, maybe instead of drafting a quarterback 5th, 6th round, like we anticipated, maybe they draft a quarterback 3rd, 4th round. Maybe they use one of their extra third round pick they have to draft a QB. So again, it's him saying that doesn't make me think they're going to draft Michael Penix at number 8 or anything like that. I don't believe that. But what I do believe is hearing that they may get a QB earlier than maybe we anticipate. That most of us anticipate. That's what I'm saying. Okay, speaking of QBs, the Falcons just paid a QB, which is part of the reason they're not going to draft one at 8. But Terry Fontenot talked about how paying a quarterback like they just paid in Big Kirko, Perk Thuggins, how paying a quarterback this year affects the team's roster building.
Yeah, you still want to think, long term and think big picture, right? Like I said earlier, you could take a quarterback at any point when you're thinking big picture. Every player you sign, it's going to adjust how you do business in other areas. But it's always been our goal to add good players, add good football players at every level and continue to develop them. And you're never just going to be a prisoner of the moment. You're always going to think big picture. So it wouldn't stop you. It wouldn't change the way you the way we approach this draft. It wouldn't change. Look, we going into the offseason, we knew, okay, hey, we got first thing we got to do is we got to hire the right head coach, which we're very excited about. Next thing we got to do is find the right quarterback, and then we go from there.
There you go. So, look, it does make, obviously, roster building a little bit more tough, but they move and they continue on. And, look, having, you heard him say, having the right coach, having the right general manager, having the right quarterback, it's important and it's key to having a Super Bowl winning team. You're not going to win a Super Bowl without at least a solid quarterback. And Kirk Cousins is definitely above solid to me. He's a very, very good QB in the NFL. And so you need that to even get started. That's a prerequisite to winning a Super Bowl, is having that guy at quarterback. And Kirk Cousins, I think, can be that dude. And then the rest comes after that. All right. When we come back, 5 minutes from now on the Hometown Take, Max Fried got just what the doctor ordered. We'll talk about it next here on the Hometown Take, live in the Kia Studios on a happy get over the hump day Wednesday on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
Lawrence with a Sports Minute sponsored by BetMGM. Download the BetMGM app today. Please gamble responsibly. Yet another award for Caitlin Clark, the Iowa superstar and top double.
Short. Arcia's got it. What a performance by Max Fried. Complete game. Only 29 hitters faced. One of the best outings you will see by a pitcher this year, Major League Baseball.
Max Fried was maximum Fried yesterday, last night. And Max Fried fried the fish. He sure did. Yeah, I stole that one from somewhere. It's all right, though. I saw it on Blooper's X account, so I got it from there. Anywho, shout out to Blooper one time for the one time. But anywho, it is Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is your boy Dylan Matthews holding it down here on a happy get over the hump day Wednesday. Hope you all are doing well. Shout out to all my overnighters, truck drivers, third shifters. Shout out to all my early morning, late night Uber and Lyft drivers. Shout out to all my early morning, late night limo drivers out there as well. Shout out to all the people are already at work or on their way to work. Salute to you. I know the vibes. I'm right here with you. Shout out to all my early gym goers, getting them good endorphins flowing early this morning. Shout out to all my early morning, late night hospital workers, getting the people the good medicine, treatment, and care that they need. Shout out to all my people working in the food industry late night or early this morning, serving up the good nourishment. Get the people going, get the people the good energy. Shout out to all my early morning, late night bus drivers out there, getting the people from home to work and getting the kiddos from home to school. Shout out to all my early morning, late night front loading and rear loading truck drivers. Shout out to all my people listening in the bed right now as well. So, like we said, Max Fried was maximum Fried last night. He fried the fish and he got exactly what the doctor ordered. He bounces back. Really, now he's had two good starts in a row, both against the Marlins. So Max Fried has been cooking the Marlins, and he's been, you know, not so great against everybody else. But Braves win 5-0 yesterday behind, again, the first ever 9-inning complete game by a Braves player since 2022. So actually, fun fact, Max Fried was the last Brave to throw a complete game, but it wasn't a – it was technically a complete game, but it was only a five-inning complete game because it got called due to rain. Obviously, though, you only have to play five and a half innings to make it a full game. And so that happened. It was against the Mets of – it was actually around this time last year. It was April 28th of 2023. And again, against the Mets, Max Fried went five innings. It was the rain, and Max got the win, and he got the complete game. But the last Brave starter to go the full nine innings was a guy who just rejoined and had himself a good outing against the Miami Marlins. One, Bryce Elder. He did it in an 8-0 victory over the Washington Nationals on September 26, 2022. But either way it goes, Max Fried absolutely freaking dominant last night. We'll give you the line. Obviously, he went nine innings, and he also didn't walk a soul, only gave up three hits, six strikeouts. I mean, you heard Brandon Goddard say it at the top of the segment, just one of the absolute best outings you'll see in Major League Baseball all this year. All this year. Complete game, only gave up three hits, no walks, six strikeouts. I mean, Max Fried was absolutely cooking out there last night. And like I said, it's exactly what the doctor ordered, because he had been struggling up until his last two starts against the Marlins. He had been struggling. And he, since he's beaten the Marlins twice, he's given up just one earned run in 15 and a third innings. He lowered his ERA from a he's lowered his ERA to a 4.97 after it was a whopping 40 and a half after his first outing. Of course, he didn't get out of the first inning in his first outing of the season, and only needed 92 pitches. 69 of them were strikes. So it was, by the way, if you're wondering, this was the fourth complete game this season in Major League Baseball. So again, great stuff from Maximum Fried last night, throwing again, first Brave nine-inning complete game since 2022. And you already know we got to hear from Sir Max Fried. So we'll hear from him first, then we'll hear from Snit. But first, want to hear from Max Fried, and he was talking about how he really tried, of course, once you're in it, you get a sense that you're in it. But he was talking about how he tried not to think about the complete game as it was happening. But, you know, sometimes it's hard. You get in it and, you look up and you're like, dang, it's the sixth inning. Okay, you know, I'm having a good night tonight. Then you look up, oh, it's the seventh. Then it's the eighth. And then you look up, it's the ninth. And it's like, oh, I'm still in the game. And he looks over to the bullpen. He's like, yeah, they ain't warming up out there. I'm doing this. And so he talked about how he tried not to think about it. So here is Sir Max Fried talking about how he was trying not to think about going for the complete game as it was happening.
Try not to think about it too much. Stay in the moment as much as you possibly can. Having really good conversation with Travis, working really well with him. And honestly, just trying to get back to the basics of who I am, and that's getting weak contact, getting ground balls, and being on the attack. And, you know, it was something that I really wanted to, you know, emphasize this start. And, you know, I felt like I was able to do that pretty well.
You sure were, Max. You sure were able to do that quite well. So he also talked about what helped him and really the Marlins helping him, because he talked about how the Marlins really liked to swing, which they did. And he had some very quick innings. Was able to keep his pitch count down. I mean, think about it. He went a full nine innings, and he didn't hit 100 pitches. Like, that's unheard of these days. Like, Spencer Strider hits 100 pitches getting to the sixth inning. Now, obviously, Spencer Strider is very much a different pitcher. He gets a lot of strikeouts. Max Fried still gets strikeouts, but he pitched to contact a little bit too. He's kind of a mix, a little bit of a best of both worlds when it comes to that thing. So, still, for any pitcher in Major League Baseball, getting through nine and throwing less than 100 pitches It used to be a thing for the really good pitchers back in the day, but you just don't see that anymore. First of all, you don't see complete games anymore. I'm surprised. I was even surprised to read that this was the fourth complete game of the baseball season so far. I was surprised to read that because you just don't. I mean, managers don't really let pitchers go that long anymore, and you just don't see pitchers being able to go that long anymore. So it all was very much impressive. But Max Fried, last night after the game, talked about how Marlins liking the swing helped him get through some innings rather quickly, and him going quick as well. And, you know, that goes into the whole pitch clock thing. And, you know, I know the pitch clock could be a sore spot for us here in Braves country because, you know, we Spencer Strider, and, you know, he wasn't necessarily a fan of the pitch clock, and, yeah, I ain't going to get all into it. I'm not even going to open up a wound that's still pretty pretty fresh. But, anywho, here is Max Fried talking about how the quick innings and the Marlins swinging away helped him get through all nine.
They're definitely – they like to swing, and I was able to get deep into the into my last start against them. I was into the seventh, and I felt pretty good, and just more of instead of having a little bit of a delay, going into that seventh inning again and dancing around, or I just wanted to be on the attack again and force contact. And, you know, fortunately for me, the balls were going at our guys tonight.
Yeah, he got a couple of double plays that helped him out as well. And you heard him say there, too, he didn't want to dance around any hitters. He just wanted to attack. He was not afraid to pitch to contact, you heard him say. And that's key because in any sport, in any walk of life, you want some confidence. And anytime you're confident in what you're doing and you're confident in how you feel, you play better, you perform better, you know, you just have a better aura about you. And Max Fried having the confidence to go at hitters and say, guess what? Your stuff ain't beating my stuff. You ain't beating me. You ain't getting the best of me. I don't care how good of a hitter you are. Guess what? I'm going to beat you. And I'm going to go at you and let you know that I'm going to beat you. And I'm confident that I can beat you. And guess what? He beat them all. So, it was just really, really good showing from Max Fried. And look, him having these two good starts against the Marlins is great. And hopefully that these two starts have been the confidence boosters that he needs. So when he goes against, you know, a team that, no shade, just truth, is better than the Miami Marlins, he can still look like what he looks like against the Marlins. Now, I'm not expecting Max Fried to go nine innings and only give up three hits, no walks, and six strikeouts. I'm not expecting that every single start for Max Fried, but you expect him to go six, maybe seven, give up anywhere between zero to three runs and look good. So hopefully after these two starts, he can do that on a consistent basis against all the other teams in Major League Baseball and not just the Miami Marlins. But sticking to that and sticking with Max Fried, what helped him have this performance against the Marlins? Well, he said in his previous starts, he wasn't throwing enough. Is it curveballs? I lost my thing. Slider. I knew it was curveball or slider. He said in his previous starts, thank you, Daddy, by the way, he wasn't throwing enough sliders. Well, guess what? He threw in some more sliders, and he had himself a night. Here's Max Fried on, in his previous starts, not throwing enough sliders and giving the Marlins a heavy dose of the slider tonight.
I would say for sure. It's a really good pitch, and I guess might have forgotten about it a little bit, but I felt like it was able to get me back into some counts and get ahead, and you know, it created a lot of nice ground balls for me tonight too.
That slider was working, getting some ground balls. Again, helped him get some double plays. That helped him get out some innings rather quickly, and that worked to his charm. So don't be afraid to throw that slider around, Max. It works. It's working for you. Keep throwing it, big fella. Okay, let's hear a little bit from the skipper, Brian Snicker, as obviously he was very, very proud and very, very happy to see what he saw out of Max Fried last night for a few reasons. The main reason being he didn't even have to warm up any bullpen guys. Like, literally, No joke. No bullpen arm even warmed up. Like, nobody got up to throw. Like, literally, all those bullpen guys last night got a game check for just showing up at the game and watching the game. That's all they did. Literally. They had a smooth night last night. Here's Brian Snicker talking about how he never considered pulling Max Fried out of that game last night.
Yeah, no, absolutely. You know, I never, it was great. I love when we added on those runs just to give him a little breathing room right there. But yeah, I mean, his, you know, I was looking in the seventh inning, I was, you know, looking at his pitch total thinking this is what it should be in five. So he's kind of two innings ahead of things. So, I had a good, you know, feeling that he's going to be able to go nine or get into the ninth anyway.
Brian Snicker had a good feeling that he was going to be able to go nine. And guess what? Brian Snicker had a good feeling that this was coming from Max Fried as well, because he also talked about how he had seen and had been seeing Max Fried trend in the right direction in his last three starts.
Absolutely. Oh, there's no doubt. No, but he's just kind of been trending in the right direction for me for like all of the last three starts.
There you have it. So, again, Max Fried goes nine innings, and he is the first Braves pitcher to go a full nine innings, have a full nine-inning complete game since 2022 when Bryce Elder did it against the Washington Nationals. Max Fried technically was the last Brave to have a complete game before Max Fried just did it again last night. But, again, that was a five-inning rainout game that, again, it counted as a full game because it went five. But the last person to go a full nine before Max Fried last night was Bryce Elder in 2022. So, good stuff, Max Fried. Let's see you do it again in 5 days. How about it, huh? Let's do it. And Braves, just keep on doing what you're doing. Keep getting the win. Reynaldo Lopez, who has also been very, very good in his own respect, is going to be on the mound for the Bravos tonight as they try to go and get a sweep against the Fish, the Miami Marlins. First pitch set for 7:20. Braves now 10 games over 500, and we'll see if they can get themselves on another little winning streak going here. All right, when we come back 5 minutes from now on the Hometown Take, let's get into the NBA playoffs, a pair of game twos, and the road teams finally did some winning last night. We'll break it all down next. Here on the Hometown Take, live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews on a happy get over the hump day Wednesday on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is the Hometown Take, live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews on a happy get over the hump day Wednesday and NFL Draft Eve. Hope you all are doing well. Shout out to all my overnighters, truck drivers, third shifters. Shout out to all my early morning, late night Uber and Lyft drivers. Shout out to all my early morning, late night limo drivers out there as well. Shout out to all the first responders protecting the city, the county, the state, the country. I appreciate you. Shout out to all my early gym goers, getting them good endorphins flowing early this morning. Shout out to all my people already at work or on their way to work. Salute to you. I know the vibes. I'm right here with you. Shout out to all my early morning, late night hospital workers out there, giving the people the good medicine, treatment, and care that they need. All my early morning, late night front loading, rear loading truck drivers. All my early morning, late night food industry workers out there, serving up some good nourishment early this morning for the people. And shout out to all my early morning, late night hospital workers working around the clock to get the people the good medicine, treatment, and care that they need. And, of course, shout out to all my early morning, late night bus drivers, getting the people from home to work and getting the kiddos from home to school. Appreciate you tapping in with me. And, of course, I never forget about my people listening in the bed either. Okay, NBA playoffs continue. Had three game twos yesterday, and the road team did the winning in two out of the three games. So road teams finally got a win. We finally got some series starters in a couple of the games last night. But the Minnesota Timberwolves, we'll start there. They were the only home team that won last night, and they took a 2-0 lead over the the Minnesota Timberwolves took a 2-0 lead over the Phoenix Suns. The Suns, they tried. They were in it, but it just seems like Minnesota, honestly, and it's crazy to say this about a team that has Kevin Durant, Bradley Beal, and Devin Booker on the same team, but honestly, seems like Minnesota just has too much firepower for them. And also, you know what it is too? Minnesota, I think their youth is helping them out, actually. Like, they have experience, but they have youth at the same time. Like, Anthony Edwards, this is what, year two? Year three, Frank, man? I think this is year three. Yeah. It's year two or three. Anywho, what I'm saying is, he got young legs. He got fresh legs. That's what I'm telling you. Karl-Anthony Towns, he's a vet, but, you know, he's still on the younger side. And Devin Booker and Bradley Beal aren't necessarily old, but Kevin Durant is obviously older. And it just seems like their youth is really helping them as far as just being faster, out-hustling the Timberwolves. And really, the Suns are not getting the output from their big three that they need to be able to keep up with the Suns either, because Kevin Durant only having 18, 6 of 15 from the field, 0 of 2 from 3, ain't going to cut it. Bradley Beal, 14 points, 6 of 17 from the field, 2 of 4 from 3. It's not bad, but ain't going to cut it, especially when Kevin Durant's only having 18 and Devin Booker's only having 20. Devin Booker's had not a very good series so far. He was 6 of 13 from the field last night, 1 of 6 from 3. He had 20 points. And then again, you're not getting any bench help, which with having the big three that they have in Phoenix, you weren't going to have that great of a bench. I mean, we know when the big three in Miami first got started, they didn't have much of a bench. Now, they developed one a little bit over the next year or so and obviously won some championships, but that bench in Phoenix is not very deep. And the guys that are playing off the bench, they're not giving you anything. I mean, Eric Gordon was good. He was the only really good player. Drew Eubanks was okay, but Eric Gordon had 15 points off the bench, 5 of 9 from the field, 3 of 5 from three. That's good. Like, you need that. But again, you need your big three to give you somewhat more of an output that then gave you two. And Royce O'Neal didn't give you anything in 17 minutes. He gave you 4 rebounds and assist and cardio. Drew Eubanks, again, he was okay. In 17 minutes, he had 8 points. He was 4-8 from the field, 2 rebounds. All right. But your starters got to give you more too. Grayson Allen, he only took 2 shots. I mean, he hit a 3. He was 1 of 2 from 3, 3 rebounds. Okay. Nurkic was solid, 10. Oh, Grayson Allen got hurt. That's right. Thank you for reminding me about that, Day-Day. So that's why Grayson Allen wasn't that effective. And it makes sense. He only played 17 minutes. My bad, Grayson Allen. Hope you're doing well, brother. Anyway, Nurkic, 10 points, 14 rebounds. It's all right. But again, when you talk about KD, when you talk about Bradley Beal, when you talk about Devin Booker, they're just not giving you enough for what the rest of the team is probably going to give you. Because, again, you're probably not going to get that much bench help. If you're going to get bench help from anybody, it's going to be from either Royce O'Neal or Eric Gordon. And you got, I think Royce O'Neal was solid in game one, but Eric Gordon didn't do anything in game one. And now Royce O'Neal has a bad game two, didn't give you anything. And Eric Gordon was solid, but it just all isn't clicking right now for the Suns. So they're down 2-0 as that series is going to shift to Phoenix. And again, like I said, they just got a little more youth, and like youth, but experienced youth in Minnesota. Jaden McDaniels, by the way, he had a very, very good game for the Timberwolves last night. 25 points, 2 of 4 from 3, 10 of 17 from the field. There were a couple times where it seemed like blew right by and blew right through the Phoenix defense and got some easy layups like on back-to-back possessions. Rudy Gobert, 18 points, 9 rebounds. Karl-Anthony Towns, 12 points, 8 rebounds. Michael Conley, 18 points. He had 4 rebounds, 3 assists from 3, 7 to 13 from the field. He had a good game last night. Anthony Edwards was quiet, but again, if you're getting the all 5 starters in double figures, you can make up for it. And they also got 10 points off their bench from N'Keal Alexander Walker. Naz Reid had 5. So again, it wasn't a blowout, but Minnesota just got a little bit more, obviously, help off the bench, and then their starters were just a little bit better as well. So I'm thinking, look, the series is not over. Series doesn't really start until a road team wins. Road team hasn't won yet in that series, so I'm not saying it's over. But what I am saying is they got the Suns on the ropes. And, man, if the Suns can't get it done with this 3, you got to think the clock's ticking for the time they're going to have Kevin Durant. And I don't know. I mean, they did sign Devin Booker to a longer contract, but you got to think that window is closing, not necessarily opening for the Phoenix Suns. But moving on, the Pacers got themselves a win against the Milwaukee Bucks last night. They tied that series up 1-1 after a big win, 125-108. Pascal Siakam had himself a great night, 37 points, 6 assists, 11 rebounds, 3 or 4 from 3, 16 to 23 from the field. And they really had good output from all their starters. Halliburton had 12 points, 12 assists. Nembhard had 20 points. Miles Turner had 22 points, 7 rebounds. And Naismith had 11 points. And they got 9 points from Obi Toppin off the bench and 6 points from T.J. McConnell off the bench. They shot 55% from the field, 44% from 3. And look, Dame did all he could, but they missed Giannis a little bit last night, obviously. Bobby Portis, he did what he could, 14 points, 11 rebounds. Middleton gave you 15 and 5. Brooke Lopez was solid, 22 points. He was 6 of 7 from 3. He was stroking that thing. Damian Lillard, 34 points, 6 of 13 from 3, 10 to 21 from the field. They just got absolutely no bench help, though. Like, when their bench came in, and look, without having Giannis, you can't really stagger Giannis and Dame, obviously, because Giannis ain't there. So, when Dame was out, they struggled to really find some offense. And the way the Pacers like to get out and run, they're gonna score. And you got to kind of keep up with them. Bucks can keep up with them last night. Now, Mavericks and Clippers, a really good game. And you know, I know some of us don't like Luka. I'm fine with Luka. I don't have a problem with Luka. I mean, at this point, it is what it is. You believe what you believe. But anywho, he hit a big shot last night. Step back over James Harden to ice that game. That was a back-and-forth fun affair. That was a fun game. I don't know how, but I actually stayed up to watch all of that game. So, you know, was what it was. But that was a fun game. That series is all tied up at 1. That's going to be a fun series. And we'll see who comes out at the winning side of that one. But when we come back here on the Hometown Take, we will wrap things up here on a hump day edition of the program and catch up with the morning shift. Tiffany Blackman, Bo Morgan, and Mike Johnson. We'll see what they got coming up on a Wednesday edition of the morning shift right after this on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.